Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, joined by Tennessee edge rusher Byron Young here at the Reese's Senior Bowl. Byron, welcome to Mobile. I'm sure you're excited for the week ahead. What are some of your goals, things you want to achieve while you're down here?
First off, thanks for having me. And just some of the goals I want to achieve, just to, you know, show my capability of, you know, pass rusher and my ability to stop the run.
So, Byron, you guys obviously had a very successful season at Tennessee this year, and the ability to disrupt and play complementary football was something that I was really impressed with. Everybody talks about Tennessee, and they talk about the high-powered offense and the tempo and the spacing. Talk a little bit about that culture at Tennessee, what your guys' point of emphasis was a team from this year, and what that allowed you to unlock within yourself as a new level of your game.
I think about just starting off being a family. That's, you know, he don't stress that enough, you know, always be a family team, be together, be a, you know, team guy. So I feel like we all came together, you know, the first year we kind of filling out, then the second year everybody came together and bought in, and I feel like we were locked in, you know, versus last year, you know, it was new last year, new coaches, brand new quarterback. So this year it was more easier with the system, playbook, and everything. But, you know, everybody bought in and did his assignment. So,
Byron, what made you pick Tennessee? Because I understand you got a really cool story how you got to Tennessee, but a lot of different interests from the SEC schools out there. What made Tennessee the right fit for you?
That was the first Power 5 school to offer me. And, you know, I just saw something like, you know, they saw something in me that other schools didn't. You know, after they offered me that, then the rest of the Power 5 schools offered me. So it was kind of like, okay, let me go ahead. I'm loyal to, you know, someone that, you know, was loyal to me. So I seen that happen. So I was like, you know, this probably was time for me to go with them. So that's what I did.
So you talked about, you know, cohesiveness.
Yes, sir.
And I'm curious if there's any ways in which you think or you foresee that carrying over into this week. We've been coming down to the Senior Bowl for a while, and there's always like a position group that has guys that end up clicking. So when you look across the rest of the pass rushers in this group, are there any guys that you're vibing with, and how do you see this week playing out with you guys working against the same offensive tackles in practice and kind of picking up what each other is putting down on tape for different pass rush moves?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Derek Hall, for example, me and him, we train at the same facility, actually, in Exos, Pensacola. Okay. Me and him connect pretty well. Kind of like the same guy, competitive, you know, competing every day at Exos. So coming here, you know, talking about pass rush moves we're going to do and just an idea how we're going to, you know, try to win them reps, you know, it's amazing. You know, we got the same type of attitude, the same type of mindset. So I feel like me and him definitely going to, you know, be the ones to talk about reps and stuff like that and seeing the ways we get better the next rep.
So, Byron, you know, we like to talk some of the technical components of the game, and you as a pass rusher, a lot of success over the last couple of years at Tennessee. One term that kind of comes up a lot is vision and the ability to read the set of an offensive lineman and then really kind of build your pass rush plan off of that. Can you kind of talk us through that that checklist that you go to the line of scrimmage with, and when that ball snapped, what are the keys, what are the things you're looking for that tells you, okay, this is where he might be vulnerable, this is the move I need to hit?
Basically his stance, you know, his alignment, just how, you know, sometimes, you know, taller guys kind of hard for them to bend down. So you kind of, before the snap, you just look at him, you know, and you just look at the way his foot is, how far his foot is back, running past. So that's what I like to do. Before that, I already study film, you know, kind of obviously, and then kind of see their weaknesses. But I feel like on third and long, you know, I know the guy, I remember this guy, he kind of hard with movement or something like that. I always try to take advantage of that on downs like that.
What's your favorite counter?
My counter, I say probably the long arm, probably. I wouldn't say that's a counter, but I said a home move probably. Coming back under, I said a home move.
Okay. When you talk about rushing the passer, we've talked to a couple of really successful guys that have gone on to have success in the league. Brian Burns is a guy that we've talked to, and you think about the explosiveness that he has, and I know explosiveness is one of the hallmarks of your game. And he talked a lot about the first three steps and your pass rush win. A lot of times it's by the step three, you kind of know he's revealed, that tackle's revealed himself to you. So talk about, Joe talked about vision and processing through those first three steps of that rush. Like, what's your point of emphasis? Is it yardage covered on the first step up field? Is it the angle? Like, how do you try to set up early in that stem on your upfield charge?
With the first steps, I try to have them vertical as possible. The first two steps, big and vertical, because like small chubby steps, that's no good. So my every you know down I go, I try to at least have the first two steps. I'm already probably halfway there, big steps. But that's what I aim for. I be trying to beat them to that spot, so I try to take biggest steps as I can. But when I hit that third step, I already kind of have an idea, you know, and I see his set or what I'ma do. So yeah.
Now, you probably got some good reps in practice going against Darnell right there at Tennessee. I mean, what can you tell us about your teammate and some of the challenges that he's given you throughout the years going one-on-one against him?
Oh, definitely, man. He's the best tackle I went against back at practice and stuff like that. But me and him compete every day, making each other better. I like going against him because he's solid, he's athletic, fast, and he know my every move. So yeah. It's like, you know, going against him, he know what I'm gonna do, so now I gotta come up with new stuff. I can't keep doing the same stuff. Now it helps me out, you know, as a pass rusher to have more in my bag, and it helps him out, you know, just seeing, you know, looks, you know, different looks. So, man, we're just making each other better every day, so it's good.
Byron, what's the one thing that you want teams who you talk to this week to walk away and remember or think about when they think about when they sat down with Byron Young?
How much I hustle and stuff like that. Oh, you trying to sit down and interview and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. My personality, type of guy I am. You know, it's kind of hard to see a guy's personality on the field. You know, a guy playing, their ego and things like that. So, like, any interviews, I try to stress, you know, just type of guy I am. I'm a family guy, loving guy, caring guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a team guy. I can't stress that enough. You know, I care about a team. I'm not selfish. You know, I try to look out for others, not myself. So, that's one thing for sure.
Now, I'm guessing if I would have told you 4 years ago that you'd be here today and everything ahead of you that's coming, you know, potentially early draft pick coming up in a few months here, when you think about the path that it took to get here, what's your mindset, you know, not just this week, but in this draft prep process here as you, you know, look to put your best foot forward and impress these teams?
Honestly, man, don't take nothing for granted, man. Just stay positive, you know. You know, it's a hard process, and a lot of guys, you know, you could kind of say, you know, I'm tired, you know. But then I look back and say, you know, I did all of this, you know, just, you know, to get here and to say that, you know. So I try to stay positive and remember why I came through and stuff like that. It was harder before, like my hardest times than this, and nowhere I'd rather be than here at a draft combine and, you know, any other place. So definitely, you know, I try to stay positive and remember that for sure.
Byron, you mentioned that you're working out in Exos Pensacola. I want to give you a chance before we let you go to just shout out everybody who you're working with that's getting you through this process and getting you ready for the next level. Shout out some of the guys that are getting you right and getting you ready to go.
Oh, for sure. Anthony, the speed coach. Burke, he the scrimp, you know, bench and everything like that. Haley, the PT, and Zach, also a PT. Both, all of them getting me right. You know, anything I need, you know, they take care of me. So I appreciate them. Appreciate
Tennessee's
it.
Byron Young, Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Draft Network. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
All the best to you, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Byron.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.